You're listening to the live Sunday Night Edition. Tonight, it's Stephanie with you in the studio.
And Brian.
And Free Talk Live, of course, as we kick off the second hour of the show, is a place where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And we are really excited to be here. We've got a lot of stuff to get to tonight, but we keep getting calls, and that's awesome.
That's great. That's why it's Free Talk Live.
I love hearing what the callers have to say. So why don't we just jump right into the calls to start off the second hour?
Works for me.
Let's talk with Todd first in Virginia. Hey, Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's Pat.
Pat, okay, hi, Pat.
yeah. Look, I was just, I seen some stuff on CNN, you know, the famous news channel.
Can you repeat that? I didn't catch it.
CNN.
Oh, okay, yeah. CNN, gotcha.
CNN, yeah. About the pilot that's 20 years old that's going solo around the world. What's your intake on it?
Brian, have you heard about this?
I have not, but I'm looking it up right now.
Okay, yeah, I haven't even heard about it at all. I actually don't do too much TV watching myself, Pat. What do you think about it?
The last I heard, well, I got two uncles and a cousin that are all pilots. And they fly either biplanes or they fly helicopters, and they're all three real good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you think they would be willing to fly
also,
around the world?
They also fly hot air balloons too. So
that sounds like fun.
I think the young pilot. I think he's going to do it. That sounds like he's got a pretty good task there already.
Yeah, as long as, I mean, thankfully today with GPS and things like that, we won't have a repeat of, say, what happened to Amelia Earhart, because, I mean, that was terrible.
Right.
You know, we still don't know what happened there, but, yeah, so do you know, apparently all I can get is a video, so I can't play that right now. Do you know, it says he's getting help from his mom. Are you aware of what that help is?
I think his mom gave him some cash today. I think that's what it was. They was at a airport, and I just caught the last couple minutes of it.
Oh, okay.
I've seen her handing him some money.
Yeah, well, I wish the kid, you know, or he's not a kid, he's 20 years old. I wish him luck. I mean, it looks like he's flying around in a little prop job, you know, and I hope it does well.
All right.
Yeah,
Pat, thanks.
It's a single-engine plane, and it's a small. And he said he had to get a world traveling, what do you call them, passports.
Oh, where do you get a world passport from?
I couldn't tell you.
I wonder what exactly he got. Yeah, because he's going to have to land in quite a few places,
right?
You know, around the world.
So
he has
a passport for every one of them countries that he's got to land in, I guess.
Amazing.
Maybe he's going to be a stateless citizen of the world. And thank you, Pat, for the call. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. Let's talk to Greg, listening in Tennessee. Hey, Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was calling to voice a concern that I have with all this focus on the guns and the government wanting to take it away. I think there's one angle that nobody's really looking at. And what that involves is, if you can kind of follow me here, the government's buying a whole bunch of rounds, and it's drying up the marketplace and raising up the prices.
Yeah, now what you're talking about is that, like, DHS is buying literally millions of bullets.
Is that Homeland
Correct.
Security?
Yeah.
I've heard
Correct.
About this, too.
But where the twist comes in, and what I've seen personally is that, like, people with carry permits and things like that, they're going to the range less because it costs so much more. And the proficiency level is starting to drop off. And if we start getting people out there that have carry permits that aren't staying proficient, and they're going to be out there and they have a chance where they have to use it, if they shoot somebody, that's another excuse for the government to say, oh, look, private citizens should not have that. It should be barred.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that because...
Is it a conspiracy to drive the price of ammo up?
Well, yeah, I mean, that the government buying, like, there's a, you know, an unreal, a fake price tag, essentially, because of the government buying so much ammo, and that people aren't buying as much now, so they're not shooting as much.
Isn't that the same thing they do with oil?
Yeah, exactly. Correct. They do it with everything. This is what happens when you don't have a real free market, which the United States does not have at all. And... you know, that people won't be as, they won't be as proficient. They won't be as accurate if they ever have to actually use a gun. I think it's an interesting point. I think it's an after effect. I don't know that that's intentional.
Why wouldn't they just start shutting down rain? Do you think this is an intentional, Greg, or just an unintended consequence of something else?
I think what it is an unintended consequence because with so many people, you know, having to watch their budget.
Yep.
And then when you figure that, like, let's say before if I went with some friends, it might cost $10, $20 in ammo, or now it costs $50 to $100 just to go and shoot the same amount of ammo, that's a major expense.
Yeah. Do you think more people are going to start getting into reloading because of this?
Well, the problem is that those supplies are drying up, too.
Are they making that less available? I could definitely understand where the government would try and make that less available.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
I think the primers are difficult to get, right?
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. But I wanted to point that out and see what you guys thought about it and throw it out there for your listeners.
I've never thought about it. I mean, I'm not a big guy on guns, admittedly, but really it's a great point. It's a, like you said, an unintended consequence of what they're doing. And, that's a scary thought.
You know, I kind of wonder, like, people have been saying this for a long time. I mean, and maybe it has been happening for a long time, just gradually. But ever since, you know, I can remember being interested in guns, which hasn't been that long. And I would say at this point in my life now, I'm less interested in them than I used to be. But at one point, I was pretty interested, and I got a .380 caliber pistol. And I had such a hard time finding ammo for it because you just couldn't get that caliber. And that was one of the first ones that was kind of starting to run out. This was like back in Obama's first term and people were paranoid and they were, oh, he's going to ban whatever. So we better buy up all the ammo.
Yeah.
And it was hard to find.
I do wonder.
Back then the .38 caliber was really popular and the .380 was really popular. And yes, the markets did dry up and it took about 18 months or so before everything kind of calmed back down. But now, the way that I've seen it, it keeps trending upward. Like a year ago, there's ammo that you could have bought for like 33, 35 cents a round that's now going for over a dollar around.
Wow. And is this all, are they buying all different calibers or are they kind of focusing on one or two?
Well, the main ones that have dried up are .22 caliber, which that's the ones that, like, the starter guns you want to use.
That's the one you use when you want to shoot for cheap, right? You go to the range and you just
put
tin cans. And it used to be, you know, $10 or $12, you could get a couple hundred rounds. Now it's like $35 a box.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
You know, I gotta wonder if possibly what could happen is that, I mean, we're 3D printing guns now. Maybe we could start 3D printing ammo, or not we, but maybe people can start 3D printing, ammo.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that would be the solution to this. I don't know, but boy, I'd hate to be the test guy on testing out. It's like, okay, is this 3D printed bullet gonna work?
Well, I don't know if you've seen it or not yet, but they have made a paper disposable cartridge.
Oh, no, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, didn't know about that.
Yeah, they've made a paper disposable cartridge. You just have to use a regular primer, and you use your regular bullet head and then a standard load because the chamber itself is what contains the pressure for the load. But,
wow.
They've started to make them, but disposable guns, that's still a dream, only because if you use them, the pressure from the bullet will cause the gun to malfunction.
Right. Yeah, and that's it. I mean, the guns are kind of, in my opinion, inefficient enough in the first place. If people start getting inefficient with them, that's scary.
Thanks for the call, Greg. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. Call us, bring up anything that's on your mind, or LRN.FM on Skype. More coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. There's another way to get in touch with us, too. That's on Skype. And you can add lrn.fm as a contact on Skype. And if you want to get MP3 archives of Free Talk Live going all the way back to 2006, I think that's more audio than anyone could reasonably listen to. It may take you a couple years if you want to start at the very beginning. And there's also seasons 1 and 2 of Free Talk Live that was from, like, what, 2003?
Yeah, those are in torrent form.
Those are in torrent form, yeah. But you can download directly archives from 2006 to the present at archives.freetalklive.com.
But boy, are they a good time.
They are. They're very great. Classic Free Talk Live. And, did you know that there are more houses that are bought and sold in the spring than any other season? I think I was familiar with this fact.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, coming out of the winter, you know, people sometimes take it off the market in the winter, and then come springtime, they want it back on because they want that thing sold.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're buying or selling a house this spring...
Now's the time.
Yeah, then if you're selling a house, you're going to want to probably move into another house.
Yeah.
You might need a mortgage, and we can help you out with that, or at least the Mortgage Minute Guy can help you out with that at Mortgage Minute. MinuteGuy.com. You can reach him at 866-288-0088, and he'll help you save money on a mortgage. There's some, you know, tips that they have and ways to help you pay less so you can enjoy your life more. One more time, that's 866-288-0088 or MortgageMinuteGuy.com. And our number here on Free Talk Live is 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. Brian, I think we were going to get into this stateless citizens piece.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a piece from Russia Today, from RT, and I love how RT has this great way of sort of exposing, sort of running these anti-government pieces against the U.S. It's great. I mean, people say it's propaganda, but so what? I'll take it. I agree with it.
The enemy of my enemy
totally
is my friend.
Confirming my confirmation bias.
Yeah, exactly.
As I watch it. And you have a related article, too, from a UK paper saying that people are giving up their U.S. citizenships to become British.
To become Brits. Yeah. I mean,
now I always learned that the UK had really high taxes, and why would you want to go live there? Because you'll be paying
sure,
who knows.
Maybe
things have gotten so bad in the U.S. that now they're less.
Well, it's kind of funny because, I mean, you know, Americans 250 years ago broke away from Britain and now they want to go back.
That is ironic.
The wheel turns.
So, okay, I'm going to try to play, you know, this video. It's a short video. It's like 3 minutes long. And maybe we'll stop it and discuss here. This is from RT and it's talking about how people are, you know, giving up their U.S. citizenships. Here we go.
Taxes. No one likes paying them, but in the U.S., some are willing to go the extra mile to avoid it.
There are many people who consider it. There are people that do it.
Talking.
And there are really be great tax advantages for people who want to give up their U.S. citizenship.
It might sound quite drastic, but last year over 1,800 people did just that and handed back their American passports. Some high-profile names were among them. Kung Fu star Jet Li felt he was taking a pounding from the IRS, so swapped his U.S. citizenship for that of Singapore. Joining him there is Facebook co-founder Eduardo Severin, who avoided a tax bill of around $40 million by doing so.
$40 million.
He got, I believe he got in some hot water for that, right?
Yeah.
Weren't they trying to pass laws in response to basically what he did?
Yeah, they were essentially making it so that he couldn't do what he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, and he was just going to Mexico, I thought.
No, Mark Zuckerberg went to Mexico.
Well, funny thing on that. We
Eduardo
talked about that
Severin
last week.
Eduardo Severin went to Singapore.
Okay, right. Now, supposedly, though, Mark Zuckerberg hasn't yet, like, the whole thing with Mexico hasn't been, like, set in stone.
He was just doing a sort of a tourist thing?
Yeah, I don't know what exactly happened there, but there was definite talks about that. It was in the investor sheets that he was going to Mexico, you know, to evade all this stuff, and he was going to say he'd deliver a better product, but something fishy happened there. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Other people are doing it, you know?
Yeah. I know you can live in Mexico for 6 months on a tourist visa.
Yeah.
We actually have some friends that are planning on doing that.
Right.
They have been doing that. So, you know, maybe that's what he was doing. Maybe he's going to return to the U.S.
Maybe.
At some point. Because as they say in this video, it can't be obvious that you're giving up your U.S. citizenship for tax purposes, or else you could have some real problems ever returning to the U.S.
Right, yeah. The one lawyer continues on saying that.
But maybe you don't care.
Yeah, well, I mean, for $40 million, I'll leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on.
See ya.
Yeah.
You've made the decision to give up your citizenship. What happens if you change your mind? Just how easy is it to get back again?
As long as it isn't found that you gave up your citizenship pretty much purely for tax reasons, it's certainly possible, but it's not painless. You have to go through this process again.
Authorities are considering introducing tough laws against those who skip out.
If you renounce your U.S. citizenship and it is determined that you've done this,
this is the lawyer again,
pretty much purely for tax reasons, you could face serious issues with regard to ever returning to the United States.
But tax.
Not only that, but fines, I think, too.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't there... Now, I haven't looked into this extensively, so correct me if you think I'm incorrect, Brian, but from what I understand, if you leave the U.S., there's an exit tax where they tax you on as though you have sold everything you own. So they tax you as though all of your assets, everything you
right.
have, is
yeah,
being sold.
Exactly. That is how that works. So there's an exit tax, you know. So, I mean, you got to pay out pretty good to do it anyway. Some people have been trying, this video doesn't talk about it, but some people have been trying to do it without having to pay the exit tax.
Right.
And they essentially get asylum in the other country that they go to. And this, I mean, granted,
wow.
this isn't
yeah,
just happening in America.
Save me from this horrible government who's dropping bombs on people. I'm
right.
a conscientious objector.
Yeah,
you know,
please save
prisoner.
Me from the land of the free.
You're a political prisoner in the U.S.,
yeah.
You can't leave.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it boggles my mind, right? Because you didn't choose to be in this relationship.
Right.
You got born in the U.S. and you're a U.S. citizen. That's where you're at now. You didn't make a choice to do that. But if you want to leave, they're going to hurt you if you try to leave.
Yeah.
It's like saying, and this isn't even an apt analogy because you could choose to marry somebody, but it's like an abusive spouse saying, no, if you try to leave this marriage, I'm going to hurt you. There's going to be hell to pay, essentially.
Right.
And they don't get the concept of voluntary consensual relationships.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's so maddening that, I mean, you were born here. How could you possibly have any choice in the fact that you were born here? Okay.
Right.
And then you have to, and because you did well here, and you can't leave and you have to pay out some insane amount of money, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, forget even just the simple logic of, if I want to move across the street, I don't have to pay anything. So
right.
what if across the street is Mexico? Why do I have to pay more? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, and people say, well, it's not that simple. No, it's that simple. It's really that basic.
Yeah.
That's just across the street. It's not. It's an imaginary line
yeah.
that no one can see unless you look on a map.
Well, unless you look, sometimes if you look on the border, you'll see these pathetic fences that are trying to keep people out, but really just
But don't trust those maps. I mean, 400 years ago, those maps had dragons on them. I guess those dragons are real, too.
Yeah. Well, the Predator drones certainly are real if you try to cross over the border.
That's true. Maybe they'll start showing those on the
maps. They're watching. All right, more about becoming a citizen of the world, a stateless person, coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good, have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition, Free Talk Live, with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live, where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Tell us what you're thinking about tonight. We've been talking about stateless people, people who renounced their U.S. citizenship or citizenship other places, although this little piece right here is focusing on renouncing one's U.S. citizenship, and this is from RT, we've been talking about. And, you know, so far we've watched about half of this three-minute video because we keep interrupting it to yak, but that's okay, because we have a lot to say about this. This is something that's important to us. You know, I mean, we recognize as people who are interested in liberty that, you know, we were born here in the U.S., but that doesn't mean we agree with everything the U.S. government does or really anything that the U.S. government does, or that we're cheering for the state or that we love to pay our taxes or anything like that.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, I use, like, we're talking about stateless citizens. I am very fond of using the word denizen. I consider myself a denizen of wherever I happen to be. I mean, just philosophically, mentally, myself, I do not consider myself to be a person with a country. I don't have one. Okay, and if I had my way, I wouldn't have a planet either. Mars 2032.
Counting your birthdays at that point.
Right? Yeah, that's right. So, but it, you know, it's interesting. Before somebody calls in and says this, I mean, but they can still call in and say it. That's fine.
Right.
But it's like, how can Russia talk? You know, because people are like leaving Russia.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
That language really serves to perpetuate nationalism, I think.
Oh, sure, absolutely. But an interesting point is that you get guys like Medvedev and even Putin, who, you know, if someone wanted to call and say, look, that's an evil guy, while I don't want to judge, I may not disagree with you, okay? But both of them, Medvedev and Putin, you know, have been saying very, very recently in the past year, we have to back off of Russian businesses. We've got to get out of their way and let them do their thing. We've got to back off with the taxes. We've got to back off with all this. They're saying the capital is verbiage. And what is America doing? Come on.
Yeah, not even paying lip service to it anymore.
Right. So, right, yeah, I mean, even the lip service is
the
nice.
The empire is falling.
Exactly. So to say, you know, Russia can't talk, no, maybe they can. Because to some degree they are backing off of taxation and businesses.
Yeah, that's interesting. So the first half of this video kind of focused on people who give up their U.S. citizenship for tax purposes and how you have to do this dance. And if you're going to leave the U.S., you have to sort of pretend that you're not doing this so that you don't have to pay taxes. You're doing it for some other reason, and you have to kind of beg and convince the government that you're not, and try to, you know, maintain this semblance of patriotism or whatever. Or they're going to maybe go after you, you know, and try to charge you some hefty fine. And so let's see what some other reasons might be. This is where it gets really interesting, because we'll find out some other reasons why people give up their citizenship besides just simply disagreeing with the taxes.
Sure.
Or thinking maybe that they're too much or something. There's some more.
With regard to ever returning to the United States.
But tax isn't the only reason people give for renouncing citizenship. Mike Gogorski gave back his U.S. passport because he couldn't condone the direction the country
we
was
actually
taking.
Know this guy.
2008, there was a...
We know this guy, Mike Gogorski. Mm-hmm. He's actually a friend of mine.
He's a stateless man.
At least a contact or an acquaintance. Yeah, I can't sure. really claim he's a friend, but I know him and I like him. And
he's a friend in liberty.
Yes. Yes, he is. And he's been on Free Talk Live before, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
So here we'll see what he has to say about.
Now he's wearing this is it. Interesting. He's wearing a Bradley Manning
yes
T-shirt,
and they zoom in on it too.
Yeah, RT makes sure you see.
He would not be able
it.
To get away with this no. On a U.S. News station. No
that's
way
right.
that they would cut him off at the neck so you couldn't see his Bradley Manning T-shirt.
A lot of talk in the news about America going to leave all options on the table with respect to Iran's nuclear program, which of course was code for, yes, we'll even deploy nuclear weapons against the people of Iran. I said to myself then, if the United States commits another mass atrocity by deploying a nuclear weapon, or say deploying chemical, biological weapons, I'm just going to give up my citizenship. I just, you know, I give up on this country.
Mike is now what is known as a...
So, nothing to do with money.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing
he's
to do with taxation. He's just saying, stop killing people everywhere, you know, or I'm leaving.
Right on. the first time I watched this video, I thought, I wish I had the courage to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
simply
very tempting.
But I'm kind of scared to live in another country.
Sure.
Or I'm scared to not have a home base. I feel uncomfortable about that.
Sure, right.
But at some point, it's going to get so bad, you know. And
it did.
It reached his personal threshold where he's, screw it. That's
yeah.
enough.
And he claims, I think he's kind of living abroad. I mean, you know, going
yeah,
all over the place.
I think he lives in Slovakia.
In Slovakia right
and
now.
And he talks about that. I'll play the rest of the
show. Stateless person, as he didn't take on any other citizenship, despite now living in Slovakia.
Yeah.
You know, the Schengen zone is obviously a great place to be for somebody in my situation, because if you're going to be in a cage, as I say, this is a very nice one.
I love how
lovely.
He just lays it out.
He says he has no regrets about the decision.
And now we've got drone killings without warrant of even American citizens and whoever, you know, and their relatives overseas. We've got, you know, the president who's prosecuted more whistleblowers than all previous presidents combined, despite his campaign promises to the contrary. You know, there's a laundry list. I don't need to go specifically into Obama. I think this is a feature of the system.
Now
I
we're
like how I pointed that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, he's talking about how he's living in, essentially, in the Schengen zone,
mm-hmm.
okay, or the Schengen area.
What is that?
And what that is, it's 26 countries in the European Union that don't have passports.
Ah.
That must be anarchy over there, because, oh my God, they don't care about the lines. They just let everybody run across. No.
How do they function? How is it an orderly society?
Exactly. And quite frankly, no. He clearly says it's beautiful. He's over there having a good time. And in fact, even some of the video, we posted the video on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live. And in that video, you can see it's a gorgeous area. There's not a, you know, people aren't
yeah.
killing each other in the streets because, oh man, they let those darned illegals over, you know, because there are no illegals. And how can you be an illegal human being?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's basically it for this video, but I just thought that was really interesting to share. Maybe a little bit more here.
Be it for tax purposes or personal reasons like Mike, the number of people choosing to jump ship has risen eightfold since 2008, making it a serious choice for a growing amount. Peter Oliver, RT, Berlin.
Yeah, that's basically it. So I can see why people are leaving the U.S. I can see why they're jumping ship, as
yeah.
they say. I mean, be careful, I guess. Try to get out with your life and try to get out with as much of your money as you can if this is a path that you choose to pursue.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I really like Mike's reasons for doing that, and I completely support him.
Yeah, I mean, the tax reasons are very, very good as well. You know, I mean, it's your money.
Mm-hmm.
How can someone take it from you? It's your money. Well, you made it because you were secure living in this country. No, I made it by the sweat of my own brow.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, regardless of what army stands.
I'd say it's maybe a little bit better living here in New Hampshire than probably other places in the U.S.
But sure.
It's still, you feel the federal government. It's true. You're not free from them.
Right. But I mean, to say that somehow businesses have it better off here, how can that be so?
Right.
Why are businesses outsourcing? Why are businesses leaving this country all the time? Because
Indeed.
It's not better here to make money.
Yeah.
And they clearly don't seem to care because you live in the land of the free and you're protected by a 5 million man or however many man army.
Yeah.
You know, they're not concerned about that at all because guess what? The rest of the world isn't scary. It's okay.
Yeah.
They're just human beings just like you.
Yeah, absolutely. Despite what they tell you on TV. Let's talk to Carmelita. Listening in 90210. Hey, Carmelita, you're on Free Talk Live.
Sorry.
Hey!
How's it going?
Good. I'm just cleaning my 44 Magnum because I was using it as a bong last night. And I just wanted to know what you guys think about all these mustache shirts that are running around town.
Mustache shirts?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with these, but, you know, maybe we can check this out. If you would hold the line, Carmelita, I'm curious to hear more about this.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Maybe we'll have a research opportunity. And, of course, if you have thoughts on the mustache shirts going around, you can call us 855-453 or call LRN.FM on Skype. And here's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Stay tuned.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
You can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Just add that Skype ID as a contact. If you've talked with us before, you don't have to, you know, re-add us or anything. You can just call right back in on Skype if that's your thing. And I do want to remind you about something that really helps out the show right here on Free Talk Live, and that's shop.freetalklive.com. Shop.freetalklive.com is a gateway to get to sites like Amazon and Newegg, and if you enter those websites through Free Talk Live's portal, Free Talk Live is going to get a small percentage of anything you purchase, but that doesn't affect your purchase price at all. It's basically
no cost to you.
Absolutely no cost to you. It's just basically a free way to give Free Talk Live a tip and you know, appreciate the show. And you know, we don't get any of that money, but Ian and Mark get it, and they use it to help promote the show, and they, you know, they really appreciate it, and I think it helps Free Talk Live grow. So help us out by going to shop.freetalklive.com next time you're going to do some shopping. And excuse me. Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? Well, if you are, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories. Gosh, I've always wanted to try a fish finder.
Yeah.
I need help finding my fish.
Does it work in a freezer?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to try it out.
All right.
We'll have to go to manventureoutpost.com and get one. Anyway, they've got all sorts of stuff. Archery, air guns, holsters, water purification stuff, tents. Porkfest is coming up. You probably need a tent. If you need one and you want to go to Porkfest, then check out manventureoutpost.com. And even boating equipment. They are family-owned. They're members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. They have the lowest prices. There's really no reason not to shop there. So go check for yourself. Look at their selection. See if there's anything you might need coming up for the summer. You can get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. And you don't, like I always like to say, you don't have to be a man, and you don't have to be on an adventure to go to manventureoutpost.com.
Life is an adventure.
Absolutely. Okay. 855-450-FREE. We're going to bring Carmelita back on the air. Hey, Carmelita. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey. Good to be back with you guys.
Yeah. So you were asking... You were asking about mustache shirts in the last segment, and we were not really familiar with these, but we did a little bit of research on them. And would you say this is a trend that you're seeing around you?
Yeah, it's huge. It's everywhere. They even make them for the ends of your wine glasses, so when you take a sip, you look like you have a mustache on.
Now, we must be really behind in New Hampshire. I've heard this said before that New Hampshire is about 5 years behind California on the style clock, and you are calling from the 90210, so you probably are way on the pulse of fashion way more than us. But I've seen some stuff on the internet suggesting that these mustache T-shirts could be a reference to oral sex, or they could be about hipsters. Some people just don't get what they're about. What do you think?
Oh, I think that you might be onto something with the hipsters.
Uh-huh.
I don't really understand the oral sex connotation, but...
I don't understand it either, but it's on the internet when you look at mustache T-shirts.
Yeah. Well, hey, I just wanted to let you guys know that I love what you're doing, and you were the inspiration for my latest bong contraption last night with my first.
Thank you, Carmelita. Thank you for calling in tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. Mustache T-shirts, hipsters.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, you learn something new every night on Free Talk Live.
That's true. I read one thing here because I was looking into it. What are these mustache T-shirts?
Yeah.
And one of them is
there's
that,
not just T-shirts, it's wine glasses.
Yeah, it's on everything. Like, even apparently someone had it on as the background for their smartphone, and like a bunch of guys will just stand around and laugh.
Wow.
And whatever that possibly means. That's
that
where I have a hard time
like
believing
that. Thing.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. But at the same time, like one of them says, let's see, it all started with hipsters. Young, rich adults, mostly in Williamsburg, but you can find them in any big city. They dress homeless and are so convinced it's cool, other people believe it too. That's why you see thick frame glasses and fabric prints with bicycles on it, suspenders, legging, etc. They took ugly stuff and made it cool. And, I could almost believe that.
There you go.
And that's so unfortunate, for young rich people to be going around dressing like they don't care.
Like they're homeless?
Like they're homeless, yeah. I don't mean to make fun of homeless people, but...
Yeah, I mean, however someone wants to express themselves, however they feel most comfortable, I support it. And, I can't say I'm, I can't say anything about, alternative culture. I mean, I may have been a little guilty. I like independent rock and emo when I was in college.
Sure.
More than that.
But, it kind of reminds me, if this is what it's all about, it kind of reminds me of, there's a song by William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, William Shatner. There's a song by William Shatner called Common People.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about, and it's him and Joe Cocker doing it, and it's all about like how this rich woman just wants to be like, she thinks that being poor is so cool that she just wants to be that. And in the song, the guy she's with is saying like, what, are you crazy? Why are you wanting to be?
Mm.
And
now,
well,
on a serious note, I mean, what do you think of that, Brian? I know you have some thoughts on, I guess, making liberty cool.
These people obviously aren't liberty oriented.
Yeah.
But let me say this. Yeah, I mean, definitely one of the things, if you're looking to get people, because I mean, you want, one of the human needs, I think, is connection. You want to connect with people.
Yeah.
And if you want to connect with people, especially in this world, in this day and age, the way to do it, the way to make sure you can get it done is to do the exact opposite of supposedly what this is about. Be cool. Go ahead. If you can wear the Gucci, wear Gucci. Let it all go. Be as affluent and opulent as you want to be. The sky is the limit. And trust me, you'll get connection. Okay? Because people, what will happen is...
Are you for real? Because sometimes I see people wearing these very, very opulent clothing. Okay? And genuine and authentic is not the first thing
think. Exactly. No, you're right. But my point is what you get with that look is that you get... There's this instantaneous that this person's doing well, okay? As to where if you dress...
Are you talking about wear this stuff to Porkfest, or if you're, speaking or something? I mean, doesn't it depend on the situation?
Oh, no, it certainly does. But my point is that, and I'm not insulting bums. I am using this as an abstract, okay?
Isn't calling them bumps a little bit insulting?
but I'm saying, don't...
Take it as a compliment, bumps, okay?
Right. No, but okay, let's talk about this with liberty,
yeah,
all right?
Okay.
with liberty, we're talking about free market, you know, having voluntary interactions and nobody getting in your way. Why? So you can make a lot of money. Okay, now you don't have to use that money to go out, you know, and buy the high class stuff. That's fine. You don't have to drive an Audi. You don't have to drive a, you know, a Benz. That's okay. But what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, if you look like what you're doing isn't making you happy, which in turn dressing like a bum, you're not going to attract other people to connect with you, is my point. That doesn't, I totally agree, because yeah. There's so many people who just buy and buy and buy all this crazy stuff. You know, they accept this. Not, I think materialism's great.
Yeah.
Okay. But they accept this materialism and they do it to hide connecting with themselves.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, because
right.
I get what you're saying. Like, if you're happy, you're going to take pride in your appearance, and you're going to
sure.
look like you're healthy, right? Not only that you're dressing nicely, but you're healthy and you're taking care of yourself.
Right.
So that shows. But, you know, there can be, I guess, people who kind of go so far into trying to make sure that they have these, you know, designer clothes and they look all perfect that you don't get the sense that they're being super.
No, right. Well, you can tell when someone's not self. I think if you're self-aware, you can easily tell when someone else isn't being authentic. Okay, but if we're trying, you know, everybody always asks that question: how do we get more people in the liberty movement? You do it by being cool. You be cooler than the status. Okay. Now, yeah, but now there's a cultural construct of what cool is. There's no doubt about it. It's a cultural construct. Okay, because how does driving a Mercedes make you better than the other guy? Than a guy that doesn't. You're not any better because you drive a Mercedes. Of course not. Okay? But in the cultural sense of things, if you're trying to attract people into the liberty movement, that makes a statement. That makes a cultural statement to them.
Yeah, this person knows what they're doing,
and they've
been receiving market signals in the form of money that they've been doing a good job satisfying their customers or whatever. And
exactly. So, in fact, even, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, how did you come into liberty? Well, I read Atlas Shrugged, a phenomenal, phenomenal book. And you read Atlas Shrugged, and Atlas Shrugged is all about being able to live the good life, the good life. It's not about, you know, and I think permaculture is a great thing. I think a lot of these, you know, all this like self-sufficiency stuff, I think that's great. Okay. But liberty is about being able to have voluntary interactions so that we can advance more, to live the good life, not to be sweating all the time.
Division of labor is a great thing.
Division of labor is awesome.
Yeah, what if you like growing dirt, vegetables?
That's great.
Sweating.
Get in touch with the land. I'm behind that.
There you go. Get down with your bad self.
That's
Mother Earth news.
Yeah. Be authentic.
This is Freak Talk Live. You can call us at 855-453. Maybe you have thoughts on permaculture or hipsters. Anything goes. More coming up.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.